church organizations ample. Absolute Christian Science is the law of being, and an absolute Christian Scientist wrote the manual. Therefore, its bylaws are scientific, and its rules absolute. No mortal member, not even a believer, is able to follow its rules. Yet, it is possible to be so inclined to spirit that, leaving body and mind behind, we become conscious of God's government. Then we know what spiritually defined church really is, and how it operates according to divine law. Just as Christian Science healing has nothing to do with the body, but rather with one's awareness of Christ, truth, so the proper functioning of the church body has nothing to do with mortal man's interactions, but with the science of love. In Revelation we read that the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and in them the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. This proven structure of truth and love encompassing the city illustrates the safe embrace of God as holy uplifted consciousness. Jesus' best students became so founded in Christ that leaving it was impossible. To leave science, once it has become the pillar of your being, is equally impossible. God requires our whole heart, and He supplies within the wide channels of the Mother Church dutiful and sufficient occupation for all its members. Strive to promote the welfare of all mankind by demonstrating the rules of divine love. Jesus' angel promised the Church of Brotherly Love, Philadelphia, "Him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out." As we prove that divine love meets every human need, we lose our desire to leave love's embrace and are no longer merely a believer. We bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Mrs. Eddy's rule for love-safe progress is that members of this church shall not unite with organizations which impede their progress in Christian Science. It is a warning not to leave the temple of God behind in our search for love and life. One may be led into vast arenas of usefulness without impeding their progress in Christian Science. To give her rule closure, Mrs. Eddy added, "Members of the Mother Church shall not hereafter become members of other societies, except those specified in the Mother Church manual." This discipline will lead us through the valley of the shadow of death without social distractions. Are we willing to leave the close personal relationship we have with our own garrison thoughts? A believer in Christian Science who joins the Mother Church makes a promise to leave the world's mentality behind and to open his temple doors to divine consciousness and joy. For this sincere seeker, what was once a self-inflicted human tragedy is transformed into Christian practice by a spiritual awakening. Mary Baker Eddy knew the divine pneuma, spirit, or wind that governed her. Wind, that which indicates the might of omnipotence and the movements of God's spiritual government encompassing all things.